In this bulletin, Donald Trump says the U.S. will run Venezuela after capturing its president. Iranian Australians fear for the safety of their loved ones in Iran amid deadly protests. And in cricket, the fifth and final Ashes test gets underway in Sydney. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Ovad. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States has captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and will run Venezuela until what he calls an orderly transition can be achieved. The U.S. launched military strikes on Caracas late Saturday. Mr. Trump claims Mr. Maduro and his wife were captured and transferred to New York, where his administration says he faces drug trafficking and terrorism charges. A photo posted to Mr. Trump's social media shows Mr. Maduro blindfolded and handcuffed aboard a U.S. Navy ship. Mr. Trump gave no details of how Venezuela would be governed or how a transition would occur, warning any resistance would be met with greater force.
So we are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition. And it has to be judicious, because that's what we're all about. We want peace, liberty, and justice for the great people of Venezuela. And that includes many from Venezuela that are now living in the United States and want to go back to their country. It's their homeland.
Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation into the managers of the Le Constellation bar in Crans, Montana, where at least 40 people died and 119 injured in a fire on New Year's Day. Valais Chief Prosecutor Beatrice Pilou says the inquiry was launched late on Friday and would examine all possible lines of investigation.
L'instruction pénale qui a été ouverte.
A criminal investigation was opened against the two managers. This criminal investigation will allow, in collaboration with all the parties concerned, for all leads to be highlighted and explored. I have already said, and I repeat, no lead is being abandoned. All leads are being explored. By opening this investigation, it will allow us to move forward in accordance with the Code of Criminal Procedure.
The case covers suspected involuntary homicide, involuntary bodily injury, and involuntary arson. Witnesses have raised concerns about staff carrying fountain candles on champagne bottles inside the venue, as well as the use of soundproofing foam on the basement ceiling where revelers were dancing when the fire broke out. A worker has died after being trapped by a roof collapse at an underground coal mine in central Queensland. The man was inside the Curra mine near Blackwater when the collapse occurred on Friday afternoon. Emergency crews recovered his body on Saturday evening. The mine, owned by Coronado Global Resources, has suspended underground operations while investigations continue. In a separate incident, a 58-year-old gold prospector died after being hit by falling rocks at a private site near Mount Britton. Acting Mines Minister Tony Perrette says both deaths are a stark reminder of the dangers faced by workers in the resources sector. The federal government says a nearly $800 million women's health package has made healthcare and medications cheaper for hundreds of thousands of women. Since November, expansions to the Medicare benefits schedule has made contraceptive implants and IUDs cheaper and easier to access, while an increased bulk billing incentive has helped to deliver more affordable care for an estimated 300,000 women each year. The package has also listed new contraceptives, hormone therapies, and endometriosis medicines on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. The Assistant Minister for Health and Aged Care, Rebecca White, says a package of this nature has been long overdue as women's health has been neglected by successive governments.
The listing of new items on the PBS, particularly for women's health, in some cases hadn't happened in 20 or 30 years when it comes to new contraceptives and new menopause treatments. When it comes to contraceptive medicines, we've seen 275,000 women benefit from the listing of four new contraceptives on the PBS, saving nearly $20 million since March last year. When it comes to hormone therapies, we've seen about 340,000 women benefit from the listing of new medicines on the PBS.
In cricket, Australia's stand-in captain Steve Smith says his team are confident they can beat a resurgent England in the final Ashes test today at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Australia retains the Ashes series after taking a 3-0 series lead early on, But in the fourth test in Melbourne, England achieved a milestone, a test victory in Australia for the first time in 15 years. Smith says there are many reasons why Australia will be looking to win the Sydney test.
Yeah, Ashes were done at 3-0, weren't they? So, you know, test cricket now with the test championship, every game's important. So for us, we view it as that. You know, we want to win every game that we play. It was disappointing last week to go down. We were outplayed at the back end of that game. So, yeah, hopefully we can turn it around here, win this series 4-1. And now, more importantly, I suppose, just win a test in the test championship cycle.
The match will also mark the final test match for batsman Usman Khawaja, who announced his retirement from test cricket on Friday. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.